Is this not a scary picture of a teenager? A young boy, not even a teenager, in front of the TV. And that's been going on. That's not anything new. That's been going on for a long, 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 long time. And now it's even more available, more prevalent. Because not only can it come into the living room, it can come onto your desktop. Come onto your telephone. So I say that the first step that we saw in this illustration of the strip joint going in across the street, man, we ran away. We're avoiding this temptation, doing everything we can to get away from this temptation. I move to the other side of town. I move to another town, to another county. I'm getting as far away from this as I can. But as we've already said, we know we've got this stuff available at our fingertips every moment of every day. We can't run away from it to that extent because it's here. The fact remains that this stuff is only an accidental click away, especially for our kids. And you think about, too, the fact that no matter how vigilant I am with my kids, not every parent is like that. There's no telling what things are being viewed as those kids come, leave the house and go to school on the bus. As they're around on the playground. As they're over at their friend's house. I have no control over those things. And so, but even if we didn't have that, oftentimes we give them unfettered access to forbidden women. And what have we done other than just complain about how bad it is? We need to start putting up some fences. Because I promise you that if boys especially stumble upon pornography, there's a high probability that they'll become addicted. And research is showing that porn is just as addictive, chemically addictive. There's a chemical that's released in the brain that is just as addictive and perhaps even more so than crack cocaine. Have any of you heard that statistic before? Well, now you have. And it's confirmed, and many scientific studies are confirming this, that pornography is just as addictive as crack cocaine, and it's way more prevalent and much easier to get a hold of. What are we doing about this? Are we pretending it's not really a problem? Because, well, at least they're not having sex, right? What? This is destructive stuff. Besides the fact that we've already established that Jesus said, no, this is a problem. This is the equivalent to adultery. So, ladies, I would just challenge you, because there's a lot of women in this audience who aren't struggling with this at all. And there's probably a lot of women who will listen to this online later on. This isn't an issue for them either. But I would say to you that it would be a huge favor, even to the most trustworthy man, to build this fence, to build some fences. And men and boys, we should not take offense when a woman, be it our wife, our mother, or whoever, says, look, we need to put up some fences here. Because there's a problem right across the street, and we don't want you going down there because we know the destruction that's going to come if you do. We, as men, need that protection. And protection is what it is. This is a protective fence. It protects us, and it protects the ones we love too, by the way. I would say this too, that there's no honor in being able to resist a temptation. There's no more honor in being able to resist a temptation than there is in building a fence before it happens. Howard says this often, not to doubt in the darkness the decisions you made in the light. This applies here. You need to make decisions in the light that you won't make in the darkness. Because when you're faced with those temptations, it's too late. You need defenses before you're tempted, not when you're being tempted. It's too late. If it's as addictive as crack cocaine, why are we doing something more to prevent people from getting into it? In the church, now I'm talking. Because, again, statistically, and these are numbers you can confirm, it's no different in the church than it is outside the church when it comes to pornography. It's a struggle for men, whether they're in Christ or not in Christ. We need these fences. So we need to take steps to reduce the temptation. And I think that was the whole point of that first section on dating. What can we do to reduce temptation? And those seem pretty straightforward, pretty obvious. But now we're talking about an issue that affects every single one of us to some extent. And so it applies even here. The Father warns us of the need not even to go near this forbidden woman or her door. Better to, while you're in a right state of mind, build a fence than to think that when you're tempted, you'll be able to resist. Is it such a big deal? God thinks so. And this is the point at which I would like to read Proverbs 5, 9 through 23, because it goes into great detail of all the destruction that ensues from this young man who went down to the door of this woman. Even though he shouldn't have. It was forbidden. He knew that. But he went too close. And he got sucked in. A whole lot of things in the I'm not going to take the time to read it now, but I would ask you to read those verses. It almost goes without saying that destruction is what comes. And Solomon goes into all the gory details of what happens. Horrible things that befall this young man because of his foolishness. There is a better way. You know, we've been sold a lie for a long time in our culture. For a while, I think our country and our Western culture that was so heavily influenced by Christianity, many things that were seen as taboo because of that. No longer is that the case. And so, we've kind of had this so-called sexual revolution where anything goes, and it has done us no favors. Has caused tons of destruction. Here's the thing. Sexual pleasure is intended by God to be enjoyed within the bonds of heterosexual marriage. Amen. That's the only place where it works. Everywhere else is going to lead ultimately to failure. It's not going to satisfy. It's not to be enjoyed before marriage, outside of marriage, or in any other way or place except with a person of the opposite gender to whom you've made a legally binding covenant before God and in the presence of witnesses. This is where it's intended to be played out. And this is where it's going to lead to ultimate fulfillment. And there's a whole pile of broken relationships because they have not heeded, they haven't even been aware of these warnings. Satan corrupts, and he has corrupted, and he makes this stuff look so good, so tempting. But it's laced with poison that you can't even see. Which is why God's word says, don't do this. There is a better way. Even though that looks so good, there's a much better way. I think one of the things that's going on here in this passage is that this father recognizes the folly of those who have fallen into this trap. And he wants to warn them before they walk blindly into it. He wasn't looking to hang the fool. He was looking to prevent others from going down this path. Sexual temptation is powerful, it's prevalent, and it's destructive when it operates outside the bonds of marriage. And our hearts should be to rescue people caught in this trap, especially the trap of pornography, because that is a trap. Addictive as crack cocaine. Guys who are struggling with, who are stuck in this, they are stuck in this. Which is why it's so difficult to break free from it. So our hearts should be heavy for these folks. So if you're listening to this message, and you know this is an area of temptation for you, I would challenge you to humble yourself. You need an accountability partner. Men, our wives need to be our accountability partners. And wives, if you're struggling with this, the husband needs to be the accountability partner. But I think we also need folks of the same gender to help us with these things. Now, I'm not here to condemn those who might be struggling with this. To the extent that you recognize that it's a problem, that it's a sin, and you want to be delivered from it. Those are two key things. Help is available. And I've got some resources on the handout that I've given you there in your bulletin. And I would encourage you to check these out. Whether you're struggling with this or not, it's interesting, the first one came actually to my email this week from the Free Church National Headquarters. The Free Church, the EFCA, the cooperation of all the different autonomous churches across the country, has recognized this is a problem, pornography is a problem in the church, in even the Free Church. Free Church isn't immune to it any more than the Southern Baptist or any other denomination. And we want to address this issue. And so the Free Church has made some resources available to help those folks. And the other thing, and this is the fence. Have any of you ever heard of Covenant Eyes? If you have, that's good. You need this on your devices. You need this on your devices. This is the wall, the fence that protects you. And I've done a lot of research trying to figure out which one, because I was like, there must be another way to do this. This is the best. Because not only filters are one thing that'll block sites from coming up, but this adds another level. Accountability. Every site that you visit is recorded, not on your computer where that history can be deleted, but on their servers. And a report of that is available to your accountability partner, whom you choose, and they can look and say, okay. That's okay. And if something goes awry, and it looks like someone's been visiting, looking for sites, an email immediately goes to your accountability partner. Melissa's my accountability partner. And says, watch out! You might want to check with this person because they've been trying to get to these sites. You might want to find out. It might be legitimate, but, check them out. That's what accountability is. And let me just tell you that when you have that level of accountability going on, it's a whole lot harder to fall in that trap, to go to that door. The This is something that we need. I've spent some time on the phone this week with the folks at Covenant Eyes, and we're setting up, they've just done this, what they're calling community, where the church together becomes part of this online community where we hold each other accountable. Not that your report is sent to the whole church, but that we recognize, yes, this is a problem, and we want to avoid this problem. It's not saying that, oh, I've got a problem because I've got covenant eyes. It's saying, look, I want a wall so that I don't accidentally see something that would cause me to stumble. And so this same link is on the handout that I gave you. It's going to give you the opportunity to try Covenant Eyes free for 30 days. And so I would encourage you to do that. I'm still working with them. I was trying to get a hold of them yesterday. I was supposed to meet with them yesterday, but it didn't work out. They've actually got it set up right now. It's supposed to be the Village Bible Church community, but they've got it set up as a Pilgrimage Cedar Springs Camp community. I'll get that taken care of this week. But it's not going to affect the 30 days of free service that you can get. I would encourage you to try this out. Again, it's supposed to work on multiple devices. We have the family plan, so that it's not just on my computer, it's on every computer. Because my kids are at that critical age where they can easily stumble on something that would affect them for the rest of their lives. We're going to close with prayer this morning. I really want to pray especially for those who may be struggling with this issue, because it is a serious issue. Father, I thank you for the words of warning from this father in Proverbs chapter 5, who warns us not to go near the door of this forbidden woman. And Lord, we know that this door is just literally a click away at any moment. Even as we sit here in this church, it could be done. Lord, I pray for especially the men who may be struggling with this, and the boys who may be struggling with this, Lord, that you would give them the strength to reach out for help. Lord, I pray for protection for this church. Lord, that we would know how to help the folks who might be struggling with this issue. Pray for the mothers and the wives in this room, that they would have the boldness to insist on building this type of fence to protect their husbands, their sons, and others in their household. And God, I thank you for the forgiveness that's available through Christ. Lord, I just ask your hand on us as we go from this place. In Jesus' name, amen.